Good morning. And how are you? Have you noticed how the Lord has been speaking to us in the last month through the readings and giving us hope and giving us strength to deal with all the present crisis? And he begins today with Isaiah. When I read this, I almost jumped up and down. I was like, thank you, Jesus. Because here it begins in Isaiah, and he says, say to those whose hearts are frightened, be strong, fear not. Here comes your God with vindication to save you. And this is what we need to focus on, huh? I was with Dr. Ray this week. I was giving a talk up in down in Youngstown, Ohio, and Dr. Ray came, and we got to have dinner together. And I was reminded a couple years ago, before I wrote my Be a Man book, I asked him to write it with me. But he was too busy, and he always comes back and says that was the worst decision he ever made. But anyway, when we were there, he looked at me and he says, and this is then, this is, what, 10 years ago. He goes, Father, you think with all the stuff that's happening, are we in the last times? And I just laughed, and he says, oh, we are pregnant. The church is pregnant. Because that means there's a lot of suffering, a lot of pain, and yet God has a plan. That, and we have to believe that, and we need to hope in that. That what's happened is we've lost sight of who's still in charge. God's in charge. God's in charge. God's in charge. And God will sit there and bring us through all the stuff. But what we need to do is, we got to remember, when we are afraid, who are we focused on? Ourselves. And so as long as we're focused on ourselves, of course we're going to be afraid. And so that's why God tells us how to get through this. And he says, be strong. Now, how are we strong? Some people try to find their strength in their group. They try to find their strength in those who agree with them. They try to find their strength in their own physical strength. But that's not where true strength is. Because that can be taken away from us any second, any moment, right? Our true strength comes from our prayer life. Because when you and I pray, the first thing we should know in our prayer is that we're not alone. That we don't go through anything alone. We don't have to face any struggles alone. That God is with us. He's fighting inside of us. He protects us. He guards us. He loves us. And again, that's where we get our strength. You know, last night was the first night I had to throw a priest off and ban them from my Twitter account. Because the only thing he did is he gave 8 comments about me. Oh, I've never met this man before. And he says, you're just preaching good things to people. And they need to know about hell. And they need to know about this. And I thought, boy, you don't know me at all, do you? And then other people that sit there and talk to me and say, I don't think you're strong enough on this stuff, that you're being weak, that you're just supporting a pope and you're doing these things, and you're being weak. I know you don't know me well enough. That the last thing I will be is weak or easy or saying people who don't need justice gets justice. Of course we say that. But I'm not going to scream up and down about that stuff. I choose in the midst of this to find my strength, not in my anger, not in my demand of justice. I find my strength in Jesus Christ. And what has to happen in all of us is we find our strength in Jesus Christ. And what that means, of course, is that you and I must pray in the midst of this so that we know that we're not alone. Because if not, we're going to get afraid. And we're going to get crazy. And that's where it takes the next thing. He says, do not be afraid. Why? Because fear focuses us on ourselves. And, you know, the real problem with fear is it causes us, like, as we know, me and my anger issues. Anger is never the problem. It just isn't. It's either fear or hurt. And that's the way we protect ourselves. So when we get afraid, we get angry to protect ourselves. If we get hurt, we get angry to protect ourselves. And God says, I need you to look at me. And when you and I get afraid, we got to do that. First of all, we cannot stoke the fear, right? And we stoke the fear by listening to things that just keeps piling on that fear. Like, again, I've told people before, three websites you should not be paying attention to, any of these websites right now, is LifeSite. It's not of God. It's filled with anger. It's filled with hate. And it's filled with mistruth. Church Militant, you should not be watching that. It's filled with anger, hatred. This is not of God. 1 Peter 5, these are three websites that a lot of Catholics are going to now, and that's where they're getting their information. And what this information is doing is causing you more fear, more anger, more hatred. That is not of God. It divides us. And we got to sit there and see that the one who divides us is the evil one. It's not God. God says, you come to me, you don't be afraid, you stand in me, you find your strength in me. And then how many times in the Holy Word of God does he say, do not be afraid? So when we have people that's stroking our fear, we know those people are not from God. They should be taking away our fear. Are we finding strength in Jesus, or are we looking at fear through people who are instilling more fear in us? Fear is not from God. In fact, Jesus says fear is useless. And then what does he say? What needs to replace our fear? Trust. Fear is useless. What is needed is trust. And so how do we get trust when we're afraid? Very simple. Well, not that simple. But something that helps me, which I've been saying 1,000 times, it's my mantra, is Jesus, I trust in you. So when you and I are getting afraid, when you and fear is being instilled in us and we're starting to give in to this fear, what do we say? Jesus, I trust in you. What do we say? Jesus, I trust in you. What do we say? Jesus, I trust in you. The fear will be diminished by our trust. The trust will destroy our fear. So very practically, when things are starting to drive you crazy, Jesus, I trust in you. And that trust leads us to hope. And our hope is that final thing. He says, be strong, fear not. For your God comes with vindication to save us. The God is going to save us. And we got to have this hope inside of us, which is bigger than this darkness, as we've talked about for the last 2 months. This hope that God is in charge, and this hope that God is going to come and he will make all things new. This is something that God is still in charge of. And when we forget that, that's when we get afraid. That's when we get weak, is we look at ourselves or the situation, and we must together look at God, who promises us to take care of us and to save us. That's his promise today in his word. So listen to God today. Get your strength from there. Here's what God says to those who are frightened. Be strong, fear not. For your God comes with vindication to save you. Do we have anything to be afraid of? May you know his love today and forever. Amen.